A new project kicking off this month is working to get better food into schools and to teach students about food. The Blue Watermelon Project came out of an experience my next guest had with a program run by the James Beard Foundation. Charlene Badman is the chef and co-owner of F&B Restaurant in Scottsdale and has been working on this issue for a while now. And Charlene, are you looking at mostly what kids are eating while they're in school, at home, both?
Really in school. They spend most of their day in school. What their choice, they're not with their parents, so they have to make those choices. We're very specific about what they're being offered, also how much time they have to eat. The fact that schools only have $3.23 to feed a child. And when we say $3.23, that's $1.19 is the average that is actually spent on food. Because the rest of it, when you say $3.23, that is the amount that is to keep the lights on, the equipment, to pay the people that are preparing the food. And what's left is just a little over a dollar to actually put the food on the food that's on the tray.
So I want to ask you about costs, because I think for a lot of schools, this is clearly an issue that they don't have enough money for a lot of things, much less to have better food in their cafeterias. How do you go about trying to increase the quality of the food and maybe the nutritional quality of the food, given the financial restrictions that a lot of schools and a lot of school districts are under?
Well, I think we have to demand that more money is given to schools to provide better food. It's just not realistic, the amount of money. And just because of the increase is based on inflation. And there's so many other increases that are coming. In Arizona, we increased our minimum wage by $2. So that becomes, well, we're going to have to take more of that money that is supposed to be allotted to food in order to make sure that people are paid what we require as well. We have to go back and we have to decide what amount of money it is that's realistic about to feed a child, and $1.19 isn't. And $3.23 is not realistic an amount in order to feed a child every day.
So when you say we need to demand it, are you talking about, you know, going to the Capitol to talk to state legislators?
Yes.
That's basically the strategy.
Yes, we need to make sure that we are not okay with that. And when I say we, it's the community, it's chefs, it's people, it's children. We're not okay with this amount, and we need our senators, our representatives. I think that everybody knows that feeding children is really important, and they need to know that this needs to change. This isn't going to be okay.
At some point, are you looking to maybe be a little more creative with the money that schools do have to feed kids, as opposed to necessarily getting more? I mean, obviously, it would be great if schools could get more money for food, but is there also sort of a push to see maybe what you could do differently with the available money?
I do believe you have to look at the $1.19 and say, what can we do? Do we want to offer more? I mean, there are standards. There are making sure there's a fruit, making sure there's a vegetable, making sure there's X amount of protein. All of those things have to be met. So how you can meet those, can we put more grains, you know, do something with beans and rice that's a protein and not necessarily a meat that is filled with fillers? And I'm thinking of chicken nugget that has vegetable protein added to it and fillers, and that is considered a protein. But I think that changing the food that we serve and what we ask for. And you also are working with the bigger companies that are providing the food. I mean, we've made agreements with the government has made agreements and with these companies. And then somebody needs to buy the food. That's what they're allowed to buy. So possibly changing those up and what, instead of having like the lowest bidder be the person you have to buy from, demand something more from that.
How big of a change is needed? Like, how close are schools to providing the kind of food that you think they should be providing?
I work with a school in the Osborne School District, and they do 60% scratch kitchen under that $3.23 per tray. It also, I think, is also education. They have food coordinators there that one of them has worked in the restaurant business. And that's also where I think our expertise as chefs comes in, where we know we have constraints as well. We have time constraints. We have constraints as far as the amount of money we can actually use for food, because we're dealing with the same sort of issues. I have to put a tablecloth on the table. I have to pay the staff a fair wage. And what is left to actually the dollar that I can spend for the food that I'm going to be charging a guest. So there's so many similarities, and I think we can use our expertise to help in this direction of changing things and having better quality and having people that are a lot more knowledgeable actually in schools.
I think a lot of times when you hear discussion about the quality of school lunches, it's a discussion about having more fruits and vegetables, for example, available. Is that what you're focused on? I mean, are you looking at overall ingredients? For example, you know, if the kids get pizza, do you want better quality cheese and better quality tomato sauce, things like that? Or is it mostly making sure that there are healthy options to go with, you know, the tater tots and the, you know, hot dogs and the cheese pizza and everything?
Well, I think one of the things that I do understand is that you have to be realistic about what a child is actually going to eat. You can decide to make a quinoa salad, but is the child going to take the quinoa salad? And then when they don't take the quinoa salad, the school isn't going to be able to get the $3.23. So you have to find a happy medium. And it is educating children. One of the things that's also really important with our group are the gardens that are in schools and putting gardens into schools and having children grow vegetables and grow fruits and pick those, because when they do, and I've seen it with my own eyes, when they grow a fruit or vegetable, they're more likely to taste it.
Charlene Badman is chef and co-owner of F&B Restaurant in Scottsdale. We've been talking about the Blue Watermelon Project. Charlene, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.